Chapter 25. The Endocrine System and Its Significance in the Course of Human Development. As a pupil of the spiritual school, you know that the world and humanity have reached a crisis, and how urgently necessary it is that all pupils, both individually and as a group, make a firm decision about their mode of life and their new activity. We would like to show you this necessity by means of a number of facts. The microcosmic astral field corresponds completely with the astral field of the nature of death. In short, it corresponds with the human field of life. This means that all the unholiness with which the astral plane of our field of life is filled is very close to us. Because the astral plane is the great cesspool of all the injustice, the untruthfulness, and the sins committed on the physical plane, we could consider it a miracle that any true life is still possible at all on the physical plane. After all, the link between these two planes of existence is so intimate that it is hard to imagine a more intimate one. The fact that we can still call our existence life is due to the wonderful construction of the physical body. The physical body has a system for resisting and excluding as much as possible the consequences of all the dangers that threaten us from the astral plane of the nature of death. This protective system is the endocrine system. One of the functions of these ductless glands is to act as guardians and protectors. Every pupil of our spiritual school knows that the astral substance of the human field of life enters our physical system both in a direct way, namely through the liver, and in an indirect way, namely by means of the four ethers. For the latter, the spleen is the most important entrance, but it is important to realize that the entire body breathes ethers. This means that every second of the day, the astral substance of our ordinary field of life has the opportunity to enter us. If there were no protection, we would be totally lost. However, the endocrine system takes care that the body can absorb only those forces and influences to which our consciousness, our hereditary tendencies, and our karma have ennobled us, or to which they have subjected us. You could compare the ductless glands to resistors which admit radiations within a certain scale of vibrations and which reject everything above or below that scale. If a person operates within the norms of an ordinary mode of life, and so lives in the way to be expected from the type of person living in the ordinary emergency order, his endocrine system will reject those influences from the etheric planes that are too harmful or hostile. This is why we can still carry on our personal and social lives, and why every life can offer each mortal a chance of salvation. However, you should keep in mind that all the organs of the human system, including the endocrine system, operate and manifest themselves in accordance with the natural laws that apply in and are meant for our emergency order. If these laws are violated, the endocrine system can no longer ward off the attacks. We can see in ordinary life how a person can incur harm to the endocrine system by violating natural laws and thus suffer the consequences in the form of illnesses or astral overpowering. You will probably understand that when the astral states and conditions are seriously disturbed, for example by applied nuclear science, the natural conditions of our emergency order are completely thrown off balance, and so everyone's life is directly attacked in a disharmonious way, namely in the endocrine system. The endocrine glands cannot withstand such violent attacks and are forced to admit influences into the system which do not originate in the human being. The extremism of nuclear science is causing the veils between here and yonder to be literally torn down, and numerous very sinful forces are now being given the opportunity of manifesting themselves on the physical plane. Young people especially are being victimized very directly by all this, for their endocrine system has not yet fully developed. The endocrine system does not reach full maturity until we are at least 28 years old. This is why nowadays the newspapers are full of stories of criminal assault, robbery, and mental breakdown, with all their consequences, committed precisely by young people. And when the judge confronts them after their arrest, with the consequences of their acts, they are sometimes shattered, but mostly they are totally indifferent, because the process of weakening and burning has advanced too far. We should not view these young people as being predisposed to crime or as the harvest of our century. On the contrary, We should see them as victims, made sick by applied nuclear science, among other things, with all its disastrous consequences on everyone's endocrine system. All this makes it clear how important it is that humanity switches to an intensely renewing mode of life, by which it is no longer dominated by the astral field of the nature of death, but, on the contrary, is protected by the astral field of the universal living body, and so will also receive the protecting light of the chain of the universal brotherhood of Christ. Hence, the crisis of this century is a very personal issue for every human being.